You're very welcome to Climate Change for Beginners. I'm Dr. Kieran O'Carroll. On today's podcast, we will answer the question, what will happen if the world becomes 4 degrees warmer? Climate models predict that we're currently on track for heating of somewhere between 3 and 4 degrees Celsius by the end of this century. 4 degrees may not sound like much. After all, it is less than a typical temperature change between night and day. It might even sound pleasant. However, if the entire globe heats on average by 4 degrees Celsius, it would render it unrecognizable from anything humans have ever experienced. So what will happen if the world becomes 4 degrees warmer? The last time the world was 4 degrees warmer was 15 million years ago, when intense volcanic eruptions in North America emitted vast quantities of CO2. Sea levels rose 40 meters higher than today, and lush forests grew in Antarctica and the Arctic. However, that global heating took place over many thousands of years, at a far slower rate, almost 1,000 times slower than the heating that is currently taking place on Earth is. That gave animals and plants time to adapt to these new conditions, and crucially, ecosystems had not been degraded by mankind. Things look considerably bleaker for our 2100 world. Over the past decade, scientists have been able to produce a far clearer picture of how temperature rise affects our ecosystems, the complexities of cloud cover, and atmospheric and oceanic circulation patterns. Let's look at three of the main consequences we can expect to see in this warmer world. 1. Sea levels will rise. Sea levels will be about 2 meters higher, and more worryingly, we will well be on our way to an ice-free world, having passed the runaway melting tipping points for Greenland and West Antarctic ice sheets. This will commit us to at least 10 meters of sea level rise in the coming centuries, because sea level rise happens over such a long period of time. Higher sea levels will make low-lying islands and many coastal regions where almost half the world's population lives, uninhabitable, generating an estimated 2 billion climate refugees by the end of the century. Impact number 2. The equator will become uninhabitable. From the year 2030, more than half the global population, about 4 billion people, will live around the equator and the tropics. This is an area that makes up a third of the planet and already struggles with climate impacts. Yet by the end of the century, most of the low and mid latitudes will be uninhabitable because of heat stress and drought, despite stronger participation in these areas. But the hotter soils will lead to faster evaporation of water, and so people won't be able to find fresh water to drink or grow crops. The amount of refugees this will create is almost uncalculable, but it is likely that it will be in the billions. And third, we won't be able to produce as much food. One huge concern in a warming world is food production. A growing number of studies suggest that it will become significantly more difficult for the world to grow food with a 3 or 4 degree Celsius amount of warming. Countries like Bangladesh, Egypt, Vietnam, parts of Africa could see large tracts of farmland turned into unusable desert due to rising sea levels and increasing temperatures. Scientists are also concerned about crops getting less nutritious due to rising temperatures, which means that the same amount of food will in effect feed less people. Simply put, a 4 degree of warming, we risk great loss of life and perhaps the end of our civilizations. It would mean abandoning huge tracts of the globe and moving Earth's population to the high latitudes, Canada, Siberia, Scandinavia, to say nothing about what would happen to all the animals. We've already warmed the world by 1 degree Celsius, and we're experiencing the effects. The International Federation of the Red Cross estimates that there are already as many as 50 million climate refugees. To stay below 1.5 degrees Celsius, we need to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions by 7.6% every year until they reach zero. And then we need to start extracting excess CO2 from the atmosphere. For more on what you can do to stop climate change, listen to podcast episode 5 called What Can I Do to Stop Climate Change? That's it for today. Please subscribe to Climate Change for Beginners. And if you'd like to submit a question for a future podcast, please visit climatechangeforbeginners.com. Thanks for listening, and please leave a review.